Championship.
Bringing fantasy football to the world. It's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Championship indeed. Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, December 11th, 2007.
Are you okay buddy?
I'm a little hoorse. Spent the day at Disneyland with
you
my daughter.
You do look like a horse, kind of.
A horse is a horse, of course, unless of course but that horse is course.
Fantasy football playoffs are here, baby.
And it is appropriate that we do the show on December 11th, the day that will live in infamy.
In infamy?
Well, that's what Franklin Roosevelt said on December 11th.
Yes. I thought you were talking about maybe that's what the Atlanta Falcons were saying right now.
You know what? This will live as a day in infamy for all of the Atlanta Falcons. You know, talk about a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Your man Mike Vick gets
sentenced.
Slammed for 23 months.
Yes.
And then less than 24 hours later.
Your head coach
and
says.
And less than 15 hours after your owner on national television. Not that anyone was watching the damn game anyway.
I was.
Yeah, I was too, because Steven, you and I will watch any NFL game.
That is correct.
We won't watch any college game, but we'll watch any NFL game.
Monday Night Football, Arthur Blank.
The stadium's empty. Arthur Blank just basically says, you know what? I'm just glad that our team's in the hands of Bobby Petrino.
And Bobby Petrino sucker punches the owner and the Atlanta Falcons and resigns.
How do you like me now, Art?
Apparently, Petrino accepted a job with the Arkansas Razorbacks.
The weeks of coaching the Atlanta Falcons were apparently too much for him. And I am a strong believer in the saying that adversity brings out the true character of a person. And he came into a bad situation, and he folded like a cheap suit.
Yeah.
And he let down a team. There's no reason on this earth that he shouldn't finish out this season.
He did say the timing of it probably is the thing that has made it most difficult.
For whom?
For
him? I think he takes himself very seriously and takes nobody else very seriously at all. That is as selfish an act as you get.
For as long as we've been saying Petrino gets a pass this season.
Yeah.
They could have been this version of the Miami Dolphins, you know.
Oh, sure.
And he would have gotten a pass.
That's right.
But apparently he's not happy that he doesn't get to coach Mike Vick. And now that Mike Vick's gone for 2-3 years. I want to go back to college to get the kid when he's 17 years old.
Before he's had his millions of dollars
and
become
reach his
corrupted.
Goals. Yeah, well, he didn't say that.
I frankly think he's afraid of NFL football players.
Well, he should be, and he should be
they
forever
scare
more.
Him. And, well, trust me, no NFL football player will trust you ever again.
Yeah, or no team.
You know how much
for that
grief
matter
we gave to Mike Vick? I mean, not to Mike Vick, to Weed Boy. Come on, Weed Boy.
Nick
help
Saban.
Me
oh, no. Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams.
Yes.
For walking out on his team.
Oh, yeah.
That's a player walking out on your team.
No, this is a
this
coach.
This is a coach, yeah. People. Take that times 10.
So I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
Just if you are thinking about playing any
Atlanta Falcons. You're an idiot.
This week, when it's the first week of fantasy football playoffs.
Are you looking to lose?
Yeah.
Because if you play any Atlanta Falcons player this week,
championship,
I will give you. I want to play against you if that's what
yeah,
you're
going to
do.
Seriously, please. Can I, huh?
Oh, man. Other crazy news. The San Francisco 49ers learned today that quarterback Alex Smith will now miss the rest of the season as he is going to undergo season ending surgery
on his right shoulder.
Yes. Ending a very, very disappointing season for the Niners and for the quarterback himself, the number one overall draft pick a few years ago.
Which leaves him unbelievably thin at quarterback.
Yes, see,
Trent Dilfer is concussed.
Yes, he has been concussed.
Concussed. Sean Hill is playing with a taped up throwing hand.
Yes, a bad finger.
And that basically leaves them with Drew Olsen on their practice squad. And there's the Penn State guy, Michael Robinson, was a star at Penn State.
Oh,
and that
man,
is it. Beyond that, it is going to be Mike Nolan throwing the football. out there. And,
he might have to change out of the suit
and actually put on some pads.
So there you
go. Or get a bigger suit that can support the pads.
You know, one of the disappointing things is that Alex Smith was my sleeper quarterback this season.
Yeah.
And he slept all season long.
Yes. Which means you are flicking Arnett's battle. You are flicking Vernon Davis.
Yes.
Because there's no one to get him the ball.
Absolutely.
And
not.
It is a shame that
they're going up against
a
very, very good team this weekend defensively. I wouldn't want to.
Well, I love it.
San Francisco 49ers.
Just to give a little tease to the clicks and flicks.
Yes.
I've got the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, they're.
Because I went out and picked them up off waivers.
Who's playing San Francisco?
Yes, whoever's playing San Francisco, that's who I got. Because they ain't scoring 3 points, okay?
Well, they might score three.
No, they're. How do they get down the field? Special teams? How do they get down the field? That's all I want to know.
The San Diego Chargers defense took a blow this week as they found out linebacker Sean Merriman will miss this weekend's home game against the Detroit Lions now.
Because Jeff Fisher put a hit on him.
Yeah, well, Fisher's like, we're just playing football, okay?
And well, you know what? The guys on NFL Network,
yeah,
they kind of sounded like, that's a possibility.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a possibility. I've been in situations where I've seen that happen. Yeah.
So Merriman had 2 sacks this past Sunday on Tennessee Titan quarterback Vince Young. They will be that the San Diego defense is going to be a little shaky, but they do have Detroit. So if you're going to play them with caution, I would say, seeing as Detroit all of a sudden found a running game. The Chicago Bears making a change at quarterback yet again.
Kyle Orton will be our quarterback.
Yes, he is going to now start ahead of veteran quarterback Brian Griese, and with Rex Grossman going down this past Thursday night against the Washington Redskins.
Which you could hear the cheers all the way over here from Chicago.
Ouch.
When he got hit. Seriously. Yes. It's like you could. Was that Chicago cheering I just heard?
Well, the Bears are out of the playoff picture at 5-8. So Rex Grossman is expected to miss the rest of the season with a sprained knee ligament. So Lovie Smith decided to go with Kyle Orton, and he's the quarterback that is going to play for the Bears from here on out. However,
from here on out,
we'll see. Last 3 weeks. Well, yeah, maybe just this week. I don't believe he should be an option for you. If you are in the playoffs and you don't have a quarterback,
you can do better.
Better than Kyle Orton. You are
remember, people
serious.
Can get negative points.
Serious.
Don't ever forget that people can get negative points.
Absolutely.
And if you've got to
especially
the playoffs,
when
you probably know that.
For the Chicago Bears, who turn over the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. They it's a grease pig, that pig skin.
Any other news that you have?
I have news.
There's some other news that we'll talk about in the NFL show. Such as Rams owner Georgia Frontier. She's in the hospital right now, but that doesn't pertain to fantasy football. So.
I didn't know that, and I'm having trouble mustering up tears.
You should be sad.
Why?
I don't know.
The mean lady ran away with my team?
She took your team.
It's like when the woman that divorced, that left you for another man, and she has some
Don't feel sorry for her.
I'm sorry.
I do have one more note. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense keeps getting hit. Aaron Smith, one of their defensive players, is out for the rest of the season as he has torn his bicep muscle. He's the defensive end on the right side there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're already without Troy Polamalu-Wale.
Yes.
So
Huge loss.
That defense, that Pittsburgh Steelers defense is getting a little thinner. And as you see, they gave up a lot of points to the Patriots last week. So caution play.
Of course, everybody.
If you're going to be,
you know what? The Patriots finally got a decent line this week.
Do they?
They got like a 27-point line.
Well, it's the Jets.
Well, I know, but I'm saying we've been waiting for this magical line of over 30.
It's coming next week
against
when they
Miami.
Play the 0-14 Dolphins.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know that'll
the 30. It's I'm going to go
be the
0-15
Dolphins.
It's going
to
be
the way, just to be clear.
It's going
to
be 33.
33 will be the
33
line.
33 and a half will be the line there.
I don't know that, but see, they won't be as motivated to beat the Dolphins as they will be to beat up on Mangini's team.
Mangini and the Jets coming up here.
So, anyways, we've got some personal show news that we're really excited about.
Personal show news.
Tomorrow morning, by the time you have listened to this show, the cover of the Orange County Register, which is one of the largest newspapers in the United States.
Yes.
It is definitely second fiddle to the LA Times here
right.
in Southern California, but it is the second most read paper. And we are on the cover.
The NFL opening
line. It's so cool. Our show is, it's got me looking like I'm screaming. And the opening line is about Steven. I haven't read the article in depth. As I said, I've been at Disneyland all day with my daughter, having fun at the happiest place on earth. And then where we got screwed because there was no fireworks because it was too windy.
Really? No fireworks?
We're standing out there where it's cold for us because it's like 45 and we're all bundled up. And they announce on the PA system, everybody go home, no fireworks. It's too windy. It's like, thanks, happiest place on earth, thanks.
It's too windy, thanks. And just like that, huh?
They just steal, Kara just said what a great day it was.
Yeah, where the Orange County Register, make sure you check it out, article by Niaz Pirani on NFL Rants and Raves and Fantasy Football Rants
and their
and
website
Raves,
is OCRegister.com. We'll link to it, obviously, from NFLRNR.com.
But yes, it says, Steven Miranda is on his feet, throwing his arms around and screaming at the television. That's how it starts.
That is so true.
And that's how it gets you going. Yes, I do scream at the television a lot.
Niaz, who did the interview, is a listener and a fan of the show. And he actually witnessed me screaming over Monday Night Football. And so he got to see Steven yelling at the TV. And he was amused to death. And then they came over.
I like how it says, the 37-year-old's complaint of choice and his frustration is palpable. Come on!
Palpable.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. Palpable.
It sounded like
my complaint of choice, apparently, is to say, come on.
Pretty much.
Do I do that
a lot?
You
say that a lot. All right. Come on. Come on. But come on for you, Steven, means so many different things.
Yeah.
To an official, it means you completely blew that call.
Yes.
To a wide receiver, it means you should have caught that ball. Yeah. I mean, it totally depends on the context. But come on can mean
it's
10 different things.
How I say
things.
It, too. It'd be like,
really?
Come on.
Which is mean, means
it's time to
believe
go.
Me. Believe
yes,
me.
Believe me.
Believe me. Come on.
Well, we're going to be getting on to just what matters this week because it's playoff time, baby.
It is.
And unfortunately, Naz has gotten the flu.
The injury bug that is going around the NFL. Everyone's going down.
Flu-like
everybody
symptoms.
Well, it doesn't. We're not immune from it either. We cover the NFL and
at Rants and Raves Network, our 12 leagues, all the playoffs are up. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who participated in our leagues. It was fantastic, but it's down to 4 teams in every league. So that's it.
And our sponsor, Sin Sport, was awesome at getting this thing turned around.
The way
Our scoring structure isn't one of the cookie cutters.
Yes, it isn't.
And so they had to actually do some extra work for us. And again, that is part
and
of the reason why they're
breaking
great.
Rules the way they work and stuff.
Are
and
a
so
little
they,
screwy.
Yeah, so he was
because one of them involves finding a goat. So, you know, that's hard.
And so all of our leagues are up. If you go to the front page of your particular league, you will see the 4 teams that are in the playoffs. And it starts this week. It starts right now.
I bummed. I only made it in 2 out of the 4 leagues.
And I made it in 3. Well, we're batting 500. Because I made it in 3 out of
Steven,
6.
Steven, you're accustomed to batting 750 in fantasy football.
Well,
I tell you what.
The fourth team that I thought was going to make I thought it was going to make 4 out of 6.
Yeah.
And the fourth team ended with a record of 10-4.
Yeah.
And did not make the playoffs. There was a division winner with a record of 8-6.
Yeah.
That got in.
Well,
and my 10-4 team didn't get in.
That always happens in real life.
With another team in my division, we were both 10-4.
Right.
We split the season series.
That's, I had one of those.
And he had a division record of 1 game better than me.
I took it one further where we both shared division records of 4-4.
And so you went
and we
down
had to go
to
down
the
to total points
total
scored.
Total points scored.
And he outscored me by like 30 points.
Ah, that's just.
I mean, that's brutal.
That's harsh. I was a little bummed that my 10-4 team did not make it. But 3 out of 6, that's
50%.
I led
all friggin' season in this one league. Mm-hmm. I led wire to wire till the final week of the season, and it slipped through my grasp.
There at the end, those last couple of seasons. But you know what? 2 out of 4 is not bad, Jeffrey.
I'm not happy.
And 3 out of 6 is not bad. So very happy about that.
So you're saying Fantasy Football 500 is fine?
In my...
Because I've known you for a long time. You've been playing fantasy football a long time. I'm a noob.
For these leagues that don't have any money involved, I'm okay with that. Now, in all my money leagues, I'm in the playoffs in every single one of them.
Well, So what's the difference?
Well, there's a difference. It's money, baby. You got to come with it.
I'm not trying as hard?
Yeah, because there's really no money involved. Trust me, you work a little bit harder on those money teams than you do when
I can't work any harder.
Yeah, you could.
Dude, I really can't.
I'm just saying.
This is as good as I get.
I'm just saying when you get into those big time money leagues,
I mean,
you do work a little hard. I don't work that hard on them, but I do spend a little bit more time on them than I do on leagues that where money's not involved.
Steven, you have this strange ability to also have memorized the depth charts of all 32 teams in the NFL.
That is helpful.
And to know their statistics going back 5 years, including every single game they've played and how they did in each game.
That is helpful.
It is helpful. And most of us don't possess that ability. So we're stuck with looking at stats and things.
Well, I have to look occasionally at a stat.
But it's like, I'll sit here and I'll say, this guy's a great start because this defense is only this. You'll just say something random like, yeah, but the last 3 weeks they've only given up 6 points.
Yeah.
But like, how did you know that?
Well, I just remember.
As the article ends, he says
he says basically, he says that we're working on you know, the part is that we're working on is to get paid to watch football.
Our mission statement.
Before he ends, he says, Didi chimes in from around the corner saying, yeah, they're watching a lot of football.
No one watches more football than us.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But Steven remembers it all. That's the unfair advantage.
That is the gift the Lord has blessed me with of a photographic memory.
And
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's I didn't know it was one of the spiritual gifts, you know. Well, yeah, I knew about prophecy and all sorts of things and speaking in tongues. And,
yeah, but photographic memory, that's not one of the spiritual gifts. I didn't see it in there. Well, there you go. Let's get
seminary.
Two clicks and flicks. What we're going to do, since Naz could not be with us, he was gracious enough to email us his clicks and flicks for the week, so we're still going to give you three.
And in his memory,
the Mastermind Edge.
That's right. Clicks
because
and flicks.
Because his clicks and flicks are still here, and he would be very furious if we were remiss and didn't. That's just for you,
that's
Naz.
Right. Had to give him
just
the,
for you, Naz.
The hit bang. Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, Jeffrey, and
yeah.
say this because you haven't heard what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it.
All right, say it.
If you have ridden the back of one of your players all the way into the playoffs,
yeah,
do not abandon him this weekend.
So Marvin Harrison, don't bail on him
you
this
didn't
weekend?
Ride him.
Oh,
to the playoffs.
Oh, I kept but I if kept him you, on my bench.
Yeah, yeah, but you didn't oh. ride. I'm talking about the big dogs that you rode to
yeah.
the playoffs.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's playoff time. It's week 14 here.
And you don't like the matchup.
And you're like, ooh, yeah, but look at who he's playing. No, 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 no. He got you there. Do not forsake your stud who you rode all season long.
What if it was your tight end, Vernon Davis?
If he is the only stud and he's the stud that you rode to
Which,
the playoffs.
To me, he's not. Yeah, he's a marginal stud tight end.
Yeah, you're in trouble if that's who you're relying
well,
on.
Well, I'm just saying,
to get
is there
points.
No exceptions to your rules? Because you tend to make your rules very hard and fast and inflexible.
Well, I'm going to
Let's
just,
take an Atlanta Falcon. That
oh,
you might
yeah,
have,
you don't. Yeah, if you.
Jarius Norwood.
Well, he didn't do Jack this way.
Okay.
I mean, let's
I'm
give
I'm
some
trying of, to think of somebody.
Roddy White has been
okay,
serviceable the last several weeks.
Algie Crumpler.
I wouldn't play him this weekend.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Algie's on the Falcons.
But he
right?
isn't somebody yes. that I'm talking about. When I'm talking about people who, for example, this is the prime example that I'm thinking of right now, Adrian Peterson.
AP. Oh, right.
He got you through
nothing.
A lot of games.
And then nothing last
week. And last
week Zip.
0 points.
Zip.
Now.
And that freaks me out.
That it does.
But I would
and
not then, be I, in the playoffs
saying,
if it weren't for him.
And what I'm saying is that is freaking a lot of people out.
Well, I'm one of them.
And so I ask you.
Soothe me.
Is he in your starting lineup or not?
Well, Steven, I have been at Disneyland all day with my daughter.
Yes.
This morning, the leagues were not active.
Okay.
I tried before I left home to set
Answer
my
Answer the
roster.
Question. Will he be in
will
your lineup?
Will he be is different than is he, because
okay.
he couldn't be.
All right.
But will he be? whom are they playing?
They're playing the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm all over that. Well, but and all I'm saying, that's a good matchup.
See, a lot of people are saying it's Adrian Peterson. Last week he was held to nothing.
I don't care if he got held
to nothing.
And now
he's got Chicago on Monday Night Football and Chicago's defense. And Chicago's going to be mad because last time Adrian Peterson played against Chicago, he's ran off 3 touchdowns and 200 yards. And I don't know if Chicago's good. They're not going to let him do that again. And so you're going to all of a sudden pull the trigger and say, I'm not going to play him.
No, I just think that they were being nice to Chester Taylor and letting him carry the ball for a second.
I'm just saying, do not bench him.
I'm not planning on it.
Okay.
I'm saying that. But that's what Minnesota was doing. He only had 13 carries, didn't he? Which usually nets him 200 yards.
No, he.
But
he had 12 or 13.
He had a bad week, but which does beg the question of, is he healthy?
He's healthy.
Well, we know that he has had an injury.
Yeah. You have to remember that they also held Chester Taylor down. Outside of that 184-yard run,
that's true.
Chester Taylor
that's
only
true.
Had
he
28
didn't do anything.
Yards.
He didn't. You're absolutely right.
So they played good, solid.
The numbers run are
defense.
Very deceiving. See, this is the thing about the photographic memory.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten about that. That was only one run.
Yeah.
I used to know that.
Well, there you go.
But that is no longer in my memory.
So what I'm telling you is
somewhere on Space Mountain on turn 17. It slid out of my head.
Well, the San Francisco 49ers played good run defense against Minnesota
they
last
phenomenal
week.
Phenomenal run defense.
All right, now you've got the Chicago Bears. Minnesota is at home. It's a fast track.
Adrian Peterson generally
kills people in
and
Minnesota.
And he loves those people.
And all I'm
and
saying is he got you to the playoffs.
Yes.
Do not abandon him
ride
now because he
horse.
Had one bad game. Okay?
Keep riding your horse.
Another example, Ryan Grant.
Oh, I'm starting Ryan Grant. Don't worry about
that. Okay, but it's probably not a bad example. That's a bad example because he's playing the St. Louis Rams. So,
if he didn't play him, you'd be a boob.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. But basically, play your guys. Play your guys that got you to the playoffs.
Okay.
That's
Stephen's playoff advice.
Don't be looking too much into, he's playing the Bears this week. Or, he's playing the San Diego Chargers this week. And, you know.
There's very few of you that listen to this show that have made more money playing fantasy football than Steven.
Yeah.
So I strongly encourage you to take his counsel.
All right. There you go. So with that said, it's time for Clicks and Flicks.
All right.
And we're not going to give you those big guys. We're not going to tell you Peyton Manning, Tom Brady,
stupid.
Tony Romo.
That's obvious.
Everybody's going to play those guys if you've got them. We're talking about you are in a pinch. You have somehow made the playoffs at 8-6.
Well, right, and you've had some guys go down this last week, which just
and now
sucks.
You are like, ooh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
What are you going to do
when
they
come
for
you? Well, here you go. We're going to start
with clicks,
and we're going to start with quarterbacks, and I'm going to start off with Nazis.
Okay.
And Nazis scares me a little bit.
All right.
But I've got confidence in the Naz.
I've got confidence in sunshine.
He says he's clicking quarterback Vince Young of the Tennessee Titans. He says he has a hunch on him. And he believes that Tennessee and Vince Young will get it going this
weekend against
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, why not?
Seeing as Jay Cutler torched Kansas City for 4 TDs last week, I would say,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good hunch.
Yeah. That's a good hunch you got going on there.
VY, though, he's got – how many points does he have overall? This season, I don't know his total numbers. If I pull him up here in Espenland, he is. They don't give me totals. Well, what kind of
nonsense?
147
is that?
To they give me last week.
Wow.
Oh, that's not very helpful at all. Thank you. Never mind. A few player cards. But there's a sale at JCPenney.
Thank you.
ESPN's happy to tell me that.
All right.
Give me useful information.
Let me give you from our league.
Right.
VY's numbers. How about that?
Because they're not usually. Yeah, that's fine.
Will that
how
help
many
you?
Where does he rank?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty low, isn't it?
Yeah, he's down there.
Because
as a matter of fact, he's so far down there.
Yeah,
that
you got to do a page turn.
He's
you got to click next page.
I actually have to ask for the top 50. Generally, it just gives you by default the top 25.
Because there's only 32 teams, and
he's not in the top 25.
This is my thing about Vince, is that whatever Jeff Fisher is attempting to do, he's not letting Vince be Vince.
Okay.
He's being stuck in the pocket too often. He's not being given the option to run for touchdowns.
Well, I think that's changes significantly this week.
Well, I hope so, because they better take this playoff run.
And
very
off
seriously
of Naz's hunch. He generally, whenever he gets a hunch, he's got a good one.
Yeah, he did. Well, and Naz, I respect this about him, and the guy is, he truly is the mastermind.
But I think when it comes to quarterback, better listen to me this week.
Yeah.
Because last week I gave you Trent Edwards, and he had his best game of his career.
Well, there you go.
Throwing four TD passes, went off the hook.
He did.
So here's my QB click for the week.
Do
Are
it.
You ready?
Bring it.
San Diego Charger quarterback Phillip Rivers. Now, don't be concerned that he's got a busted knee, because the busted knee is not that bad.
I'm sorry.
It looked horrid. It looked worse than it actually is.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers is going to be fine, and he is going to make the Detroit Lions secondary look miserable.
Well, Phillip Rivers has come to the party a little late, but as is the entire San Diego team.
Come to it late. Yeah, I agree with that.
They've come to the party very, very late, but if you say so, I'm doing this. Such a pretty song. Okay. Zage Rosenfeld is my click at quarterback this week. He keeps scoring. That's all there is to it. He keeps throwing touchdown passes. He's thrown 390 yards, four touchdowns, and two starts for Schaub this season. And the Texans have won both the games that he started. So he is my click at quarterback.
Zage,
he's somebody that
Rosenfeld,
you still might be able to find out there on the waiver wire.
All right. That's pretty impressive. Let's go to clicking running backs, players that you should play should you have them on your roster. Jeffrey, who you got?
Okay. I got Selvin Young. Now, this surprises some people because they go, wait a minute. My depth chart in Chicago tells me that there's several people ahead of him.
In Denver.
I'm sorry. Yes. Chicago. Doesn't... Does Chicago wish they had Selvin
they
Young?
They wish they had a running back, period.
They would take any of Denver's four running backs and just go nuts.
Something like that, and have
a competitive team.
There you go.
But anyways, Denver, this is my point. Mm-hmm. Selvin Young seems to be, from my perspective, the most reliable of the bunch that they've got there. And he's a great guy.
Shanahan's bunch, let's call him.
Okay, Shanahan's RB bunch. Yeah. And he's still available in almost 40% of leagues out there.
All right.
So I've enjoyed having him on my team. He got 15 points last week, and he racked up like 18 a couple weeks before that.
All right. Well, what the NAS says at the running back position, he says you should definitely start Rudy Johnson going up against the San Francisco 49ers. He'll get a score and possibly push 100 yards. So that's what the NAS says there. I'm going to tell you to play a guy who has been a little up and down this year. He's been injury prone most of the season, hasn't seen a lot of playing time on the field. But I believe that the New England Patriots running back Lawrence Maroney,
absolutely.
New England Patriot treat going up against the New York Jets will get plenty of carries. And after seeing what Jamal Lewis did to the Jets last weekend, I can only expect Lawrence Maroney to score on the Jets not once but twice and push 100 yards.
Cool.
There you go. Wide receiver position, I'm going to go first. And maybe Steven's liking the New England Patriots this week just a little bit, because I'm telling you, if you got Randy Moss, play him. You got Wes Welker, play him. You got Dante Stallworth, play him. But you know who possibly is still out there on waiver wires and you could play should you be in a pickle at the wide receiver position?
Yeah.
Jabbar Bar Gaffney. I'm serious.
For those who don't get that joke, it's Jar Jar Binks yes. from Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So now he's Jabbar Bar Gaffney.
That's right.
Just because we say it all the time. I'm afraid there's one or two people that go, do they really think that's his name? No, we don't really think that's his name. We know his real name.
Jabbar Gaffney, but we know him as Jabbar Bar Gaffney. And Jabbar Bar's just, he's going to have a score in this game.
Yeah.
And he's going to be, look.
He always does.
The Jets are going to roll coverage on Moss and try to limit him as he's been limited in the last couple games.
He hasn't had
huge games. But Wes Welker is obviously going to get his passes thrown too. But I think that all of a sudden, Brady is looking towards Gaffney when he needs
that fourth wide receiver. Well, he knows that Gaffney's reliable.
Exactly. He needs that fourth wide receiver to throw a touchdown pass to.
You know, if they ran the ball occasionally, they wouldn't need four wide receivers.
Gaffney's caught touchdown passes in the last three games. I expect him to do it again this week against the Jets. So if you need a wide receiver, go out and get Jabbar Bar.
Go get him.
Now, Naz says go and look at the Buffalo Bills. And if you have Lee Evans, you most certainly have to start him because he's probably going to get another big score of long yardage.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what Nass says.
No, Lee Evans is almost always a good start every week, and he's at Cleveland. So
okay, wide receiver.
I'm looking at Deion Branch, and you just want to keep an eye on the Seattle Seahawks wide receivers. There's a lot of them that are a little bit banged up. DJ Hackett being one of them. He's expected to recover from his injury,
but he is most likely out this weekend.
Probably out this week, yes. Which means Deion Branch is going to get more touches than usual. Also, Nate Burleson is somebody that you might want to take a look at because I talk about feelings. I don't have feelings. I have what I see.
Feelings.
And nothing more than feelings. I have a lot more than feelings. I have what I've seen with my eyes, and Matt Hasselbeck is starting to catch fire.
Okay.
He is starting to become so
en fuego.
If you are a receiver on the Seattle Seahawks, you have the potential to have a monster day.
Huge.
So
muy grande.
There you go.
All right, I like that, Jeffrey. Let's get to tight ends. And our Naz mastermind boy says tight end Eric Johnson of the New Orleans Saints. He's overdue.
That's a good one.
He's overdue to score some points. And this week he's going up against a defense that should allow him to do just that and
Arizona
get in the end zone.
Lets you do whatever you want.
Yeah, they're at home against the Arizona Cardinals. So he's got Eric Johnson at tight end. Who you got there, Jeff?
I got Chris Cooley. He's had an outstanding season. He is, to me, he's sneaking into this group of possibly my five or six tight ends that I just rely on. What's that grin? That shitty grin.
I'm trying to bite my tongue because
he's a Redskin?
No, because it reminded me of a scene from Friends.
Oh, Lord.
His last name, Cooley. Joey orders a cheesecake with raspberry Cooley on it. And they bring him the cheesecake. And he's like, excuse me, what's this red crap on my cheesecake? And they're like, that's the raspberry Cooley. He's like, that's not a little monkey.
Oh, my. We've lost him, ladies and gentlemen. We've lost him.
Oh, that We've Joey. Lost him. That Joey guy from Friends, he's crazy.
He has had some great lines. And
it's not a little monkey.
It's not, no.
So you just said his name Cooley right now. Why things like, see, that's the danger of having a photographic memory, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you remember
You hear a word and say, you never know what it's going to set
off. You get flooded with 50 things.
It's going to just set you off in some weird direction.
So I shouldn't be disappointed that I don't have a photographic memory.
There you go.
I was just hoping that the little grin was because of the Washington Redskins. Yeah, you go ahead and take somebody from the Redskins.
Yeah, you know.
But Chris Cooley has really become somebody that is a major threat and a major force in the NFL.
Absolutely.
And
he's burned the Giants before. And,
yes.
And you are right. He should be a good play this week. I've got Green Bay Packer tight end Donald Lee this week.
Ah.
He's going up against the St. Louis Rams, and man, the Rams defense.
Love Donald Lee.
The Rams defense just yeah.
They play defenses?
Not really in
St. Louis.
Yeah,
I didn't think so.
Yeah, and since I had already clicked Ryan Grant last week from Green Bay, I wasn't going to do it again this week. By the way, he had 156 yards and a score against Oakland, so that's two good clicks I gave you last week, Jeffrey.
There you go. I haven't had time to evaluate mine from last week, so I don't know if I'm giving out.
So those are all of our clicks that you should play if you've got them. If you don't got them, some of these players are possibly out there on the waiver wire, and if you need help. Fortunately for my money league teams, Jeffrey, those teams are stacked. I don't need to go out and look at the waiver wire, but some people might. Those people might be available for you. Go out and pick them up. Let's look at flicks, players that a lot of people will probably have on their roster, and this is not the week that you should play them.
Let me get us started here. Just with one that's just been blowing my mind.
Quarterback.
This has been coming for weeks, and then it just took a turn for the weird against your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm flicking John Kitna.
Okay.
Mike Martz is suddenly starting to run the ball.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. When they're running the ball, Kitna's not throwing the ball, and we know that they lost Roy Williams, but come on. I mean, they ran the ball like 32 times against Dallas. And going up against San Diego, which has got a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're banged up a little bit on defense. I see because they're banged
now
up.
Now with Anthony Cromartie and Jammer in that secondary.
That's what I mean.
They're going to
pick him
off. And
now with Sean Merriman, though, missing from up front.
Detroit will try
they're going to try and
more.
Run the ball some more. And so Kitna is going to be limited, and he's not going to be getting the massive scores. John Kitna has always been one of your top five fantasy quarterbacks.
Yes, not
but
this
not
season.
This season, and certainly not this week, so I'm flicking Kitna.
All right, that's good. Naz says, New York Jet quarterback Kellen Clemens, although he had a great week last week against the Cleveland Browns, don't expect that from him this week against the New England Patriots. If you're thinking about starting Clemens, think again. I'm going to say do not play Vinny Testaverde of the Carolina Panthers.
Why would you?
Do not trust him in a playoff game. This is fantasy football
playoffs. Playoff time, baby.
And seriously.
You could do a lot better.
You should be able to go out and pick up somebody. If you are
get
in
Todd
a sad
Collins position, before you go. I mean, come on.
I would agree. I would say, you know, go out and get anybody, somebody. I'm trying to look at some names that might be out there.
Health, get Bulger.
You know what? For crying out loud, go get Chris Redman of the Atlanta Falcons.
Seriously.
Yeah, never mind.
No, don't do that.
All right, do that. Running backs. Jeffrey Nass says, ooh, here's an interesting one.
Yeah, that's homie.
The Nass says the flick this week at the running back position is Oakland running back Justin Fargas. He's a little banged up. He's going up against the Indianapolis Colts defense.
No, that's a good flick.
And that is Naz's caution play.
Well,
so Justin Fargas, I know that over the last several weeks.
That may, Stephen, break your little rule, which Justin Fargas, some people may have ridden to the playoffs.
I don't know. Justin Fargas didn't get started until week 7 or 8.
But once he did, he went a little crazy.
Well, he did for a few weeks there. Last week, he was not that significant.
No. Nor was he the week before. It wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, and but last week he played against the Green Bay Packers. They dinged him up a little bit. Now
Green
he's going
Bay's
up.
Toughening up their defense significantly.
And the Colts defense right now
is playing much
is
better.
Playing really, really good.
They're playing inspired.
I agree with him.
How's that?
I'm going to say Warrick Dunn, Jarius Norwood, anybody who might think about running the ball for the Atlanta Falcons, don't do it. Flick him off your roster right now. If that means that you have to go one running back and three wide receivers, so be it. Do not use an Atlanta Falcon running back.
I'm going to take a rant and flick several. I'm doing a multi-flick.
Multi-flick.
Multi-flick
we've
rant.
Never done this.
No, I know. Just we're making it up as we go.
Multi-flick rant.
I'm flicking Rudy Johnson against San Francisco,
okay,
because he's just been lame.
Wow, that was a Naz's click, by the way. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, trust me on this one. DeSean Foster at Seattle, and I'm flicking Julius Jones. I'm sick of these guys. These are guys that should be stud running backs,
yeah,
and they haven't been all year, and they're not going to be this week. All right, stop with that sound.
All right, I'm sorry. Multiple, you just gave me three running backs.
I did because I'm feeling generous.
All right. Wow. Man, I'm a little scared now.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
All right. Well, I'm using Rudy Johnson in one league, so I'm going with Naz. And
you're
and
taking
not,
his hunch.
I'm going to
That's
take
a
his.
Saturday night game, by the way.
Yeah.
Make sure that you,
people,
you have to monitor.
There are games Thursday and starting this week. Saturday as well.
And we've got some really good news for all 15 of us that get NFL Network.
Yes.
Brian Gumbel has a sore throat.
Oh, so he won't do the game on Saturday.
Thursday.
Or Saturday. Will he be back on Saturday?
He probably wasn't going to do the Saturday one anyways.
No, it's Chris
Collinsworth.
It's Collinsworth who doesn't do the Saturday.
That doesn't do Saturday. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
We can only hope that it gets worse.
That's horrible, Jeff.
We wish him nothing but the worst.
No.
You and Georgia Frontieri go and do some special kissing.
Thursday,
and you
Denver
both get
at
sicker.
Houston. Saturday, Cincinnati at San Francisco. Then the full slate of games on Sunday. And then Monday night, Bears at Vikings.
What a drag. More football we have to watch.
Yeah, can you?
Oh, that sucks. Ooh,
yeah, and then so now it's, so Trisha's now like, so wait a minute. So you, what you're trying to tell me now is that now it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem? And, no, the real question, Trisha, is when are we going to finally get to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday? Okay? What's wrong with those days?
So basically, you know how Saturday is your dad's big
It's not a recital. It's a big concert. It's like, his big Christmas concert.
Just so long as we're home by 5 p.m. Because that's what
Saturday. We're not going to be home by 5 p.m. Oh, the show starts at like 4.
What? We'll talk about that off the air. All right. Let's get to wide receivers. Jeffrey, who are you flicking?
Oh, man. Sorry. I am flicking. I'm not prepared.
All right. I'll tell you who Naz is flicking.
Yes,
yeah, he's
there.
Flicking wide receiver Santana Moss of the Washington Redskins. Naz is basically, he's just wondering, when was the last time Santana Moss had a score for
Santana,
a touchdown?
Who?
Yeah, I agree with him. They're going up against the Giants, and the Giants are probably going to give up points. Plus, you've got Todd Collins, who will most likely get the start there in Washington. Yeah, that's not a good situation. I agree with him. My flick at the wide receiver position is Denver Bronco wide receiver Javon Walker. This guy, ever since he got his knee injury, has disappeared. I wonder why he's even on the roster right now. He's not helping the team. The team is pretty shaky, on shaky grounds as far as playoff are concerned. And Javon Walker is not even being utilized right now. If you have him, don't think about starting him. It will not be pretty.
Okay, my flick is a very big disappointment for me, because he's actually, I think he's over waivers tonight, is getting flicked off my roster.
Wow, okay.
And it just bumps me out. But there's 2 weeks left. And Dwayne Bowe, ever since Brody Croyle has taken over quarterback, they're not on the same page at all.
Yeah.
We've gone 6 points, 5 points, 3 points. And some of these matchups, Oakland, San Diego, Denver, yeah, good defenses. Tennessee, though, good defense this week, too.
Yeah.
So you can't count on Dwayne Bowe since Brody Croyle's came into the equation, and that bums me out.
All right, let's get to our final flick at the tight end position. Do you have one there, Jeffrey?
Oh, sure.
Who you got?
Oh, sure. That's pretty good. Oh, that was pretty good.
Okay.
That was my Minnesota accent.
Nice.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
The Minnesota guy.
Ben Utek.
Oh, Indianapolis Colt.
Yeah, because I tell you, every time they get in the end zone, it's Dallas Clark time.
Dallas Clark, Joseph Addai.
It's anybody but Ben Utek, and it just drives me crazy because he racks up some decent yards. And if you're in a PPR league, you might want to reconsider that because he does get touches.
Yes.
But he just doesn't get in the end zone.
At the tight end position, Naz says St. Louis tight end Randy McMichael. Just not going to happen this week against the Green Bay Packers. And on that note, I say New York Jet tight end Chris Baker going up against New England. New England with their cashing in their bill of Spygate. that's not going to be pretty for the Jets. The Jets may not score this week.
I'd call in sick. Sunday morning, you call, Coach, my throat kind of hurts.
You know what I want to see? The handshake after the game. Do you think there'll be
the
one?
Handshake? There may be a beating in midfield. There may be a beating.
That's why I'm going to watch the game. What's going to happen after the game? Ooh, and let's just say, on the crazy offset chance that the Jets actually upset the New England Patriots,
then you can guarantee a beating.
I might be cheering for the Jets harder than I've ever cheered for anybody in my life.
Well, just to see, because I just want to see Belichick pop. I just want to see him pop.
Because if they win the game, they win home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Which they'll get no matter what.
Well,
come on.
Don't know.
Come on.
Don't know. Obviously they will, but it would be kind of good to see them lose
funny.
To the Jets. Lose to the Jets. All right.
That'd be funnier to see them lose to Miami.
Oh, man, that would be funnier. Funnier.
So many funny possibilities that won't happen. Because I'm sorry for all of the ill feelings I possess. I still stand in awe of that great team.
I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do.
I do. I got to call him as I see him, Steven.
Cool.
I stand in awe.
Week 12, my prediction.
Yep.
Won't even make the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm not saying that they're going to make the Super Bowl. I am saying that I stand in awe of what they have done up to this point and what they will continue to do because their schedule is so easy. Mm-hmm. I don't see how they don't go 16-0.
All right, there you go. The that is it.
The playoffs. That is it.
That's Naz, we missed you, dog. Hope you're feeling better.
Get some rest.
Jeffrey, hope you get your throat all squared away. And check us out. Check out the Orange County Register, ocregister.com. Nice little write-up there on
but
both
of us.
But
even better, if you've got a big newsstand in your area,
go buy the newspaper.
Go buy the newspaper because we're on the front page.
El front page.
Column one. I mean, it's pretty cool.
The morning read is what it's called.
And what is the headline? The headline just was...
From regular fan to hottest NFL podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about me there.
Yeah.
From regular fan. Well, from regular fan.
Yes.
Now, the article is about us, but you've got to understand.
No, I understand.
The perspective of the article and the way that he sold it to his editor was that, hey, this guy originally grew up in Orange County when it was all dirt.
Mission Viejo when
Mission
it was
Viejo,
nothing.
California in the 60s when it was all dirt.
Crashing
and now,
your bike into a caddy. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, that's even in the article.
It is in the article,
Went out for football practice and got scared and rode home and got in a bike accident. That's all in the story. But it's front page of the paper, and that's just way cool. I don't like the pictures that they've got of Steven and I. They make us look fat. You know, remember, folks.
We are fat, but these pictures make us look real fat.
No, they make us look real.
Really?
Period.
Okay, there you go. I don't know if I'm that big. But you know what? After the 5K, I'm losing weight, baby.
You're going to lose 5,000 pounds?
No.
You said after 5K.
I said after running my 5K.
Oh, running a 5K.
I'm going to start to lose. Okay. Motivation.
Motivation.
Moving in the right direction.
All right. Keep it moving.
That's all the time we have for you. We wish you all good luck in your fantasy football playoffs. If you didn't make the playoffs, and judging by the numbers, not a lot of you did. Because not everybody can make the playoffs.
Well, give me a break. 4 out of 12 teams can make the playoffs.
Yes,
that's it.
That's it. That's it. We congratulate all of those who made the playoffs. Jeffrey and I are going to try and win our prospective leagues that we've made the playoffs in.
For no other reason than we're cheap bastards. Yeah, we don't want to send any shirts to people.
There you go. So that's it. And that's all the time we have for Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. This has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
Good night.
Fantasy Football Rants and Raves brought to you by Sin Sport, the premier cutting-edge fantasy football league hosting service. See them at synsport.com.
They provide the most advanced and customizable fantasy football league systems anywhere on the planet. Completely online, and best, Jeffrey, it's ad-free.
No ads, simply fantasy football the way you want it.
It's all about fantasy football.
Customizable, up-to-the-minute, in-game stats.
But, Jeffrey, if you want to save a couple of bucks, they do something unprecedented and post scores 1 hour after the conclusion of games.
Very cool. Plus, some of the best weekly matchup reports seen anywhere. Even better than the stuff I've put together. You can also count on some of the best customer service and customer response anywhere on the internet.
Check them out at synsport.com. That's synsport.com.